In Delaware, traditional public schools are offering unique programs to entice students to come there. They're doing it to keep students from leaving for specialized charter or magnet schools. WHYY's Chris Barish tells us about one course that aims to get students to see the future.
Jeremy Nolan and classmate Ian Shotwell are at the controls inside Dickinson High School, maneuvering an Erector Set-like machine around an obstacle course. The boys aren't just playing with a toy. They're practicing for a competition on a motorized device they build in class. Welcome to Dickinson's Robotics Laboratory. It's where aspiring techies like Nolan learn and utilize engineering and software skills to bring their creations to life.
We like to call this room the fish tank. It's really a magnet for our school.
Other Delaware schools have robotics clubs, but for the last 8 years, Dickinson has had an official curriculum. The program continues attracting kids to the school near Pike Creek that had to disband its once-proud football team last fall because there weren't enough players.
Well, robotics has always been something I'm more interested in because I enjoy the technology and the building aspect of things, and I figured it'd be a great path into computer programming because I was going to pursue computer science, but I decided later on in the program to switch to more robotics-oriented field.
Beyond spurring kids to a career in robotics, the program is helping to stabilize the school's declining enrollment. Today, about 100 of Dickinson's 600 kids take a robotics class, says teacher Sean Bowser.
They take robotics to help them with other things, like auto mechanics, or engineering, or architecture. And that's the nice thing about robotics. Robotics is all-inclusive. It encompasses the science, the math, the engineering, and the computer programming, all in one nice, neat little package.
The course teaches kids basic and advanced skills needed to design, build, operate, and repair robots for use in the home, industry, even outer space.
I love getting these kids involved, getting them to thinking, getting them to see the future. It's not just about a program here. It's about their future now. It's about their career. It's about going to college.
Dickinson teams have won state contests and competed nationally. Nolan and other students have won scholarship awards to Capital Technology University in Maryland. Not all robotics students are eyeing a tech career. Junior Azaria Whitaker aspires to be a psychologist, but says the course has helped her anyway.
It's really good math-wise, and then also I'm not really good at building stuff, so it's really helping me to be more, I don't know how to explain it, like more open to building a lot of other things, because usually I wouldn't be like, oh no, I can't do that, I don't know what that is.
Bowser says testimonials like that are just what the school and the robotics program needs.
For Dickinson, I think it means the world. We're still slowly transitioning into what our school's really meant to be. This is definitely preparing you for the future.
Robotics is opening the eyes of Dickinson students, but whether this program and other specialized ones can ultimately save schools like it remains to be seen. Chris Barish, WHYY News.